your kiss, your smile. Our memories are treasured forever. So try thinking.
An electronic means consistent with State of California Executive Order N2920, dated March 17, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on...
I'm sorry, can we restart that? Because we haven't started the queue yet. When you're ready, just say, we're ready.
Okay. We're ready.
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
This meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N2920, dated March 17, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on television and or online. In accordance with Executive Order N2920, the public may only view the meeting on Goleta Channel 19 or online at Goleta meetings and not in the council chamber. So we are now calling the May 3rd meeting of the Library Advisory Commission to order, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
The United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation
under God,
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And do we have any? Oh, we need to do the roll call next. Thank you. Janet.
Hello. Chair Goodman?
Present.
Vice Chair Murr?
Present.
Commissioner Peck?
Present.
Commissioner Gray?
Present.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Present.
All righty. And is there any public comment at this time?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to any of the items on this agenda, please use the raise your hand icon and unmute yourself at this time. I see no public comment, Chair.
All righty. And are there any amendments or adjustments to the agenda today?
I don't have any.
None. Let's start with, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of April 5th, 2021?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second. Do you need that?
All right. Do we do a roll call for the minutes approval?
Yes, Chair Gray, Chair Goodman?
Approved.
Vice Chair Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Aye.
Motion passes. And then we have a recommendation to approve the meeting dates for the remainder of 2021. And you will note that we will not be meeting in July nor in September. So if someone could make a motion to approve that recommendation for those meeting dates for the remainder of the year.
So moved.
Thank you, Abe.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Jane. We have a vote.
Yes. Chair Goodman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Aye.
All right. The motion passes. So let's move on to agenda item B1, the director's report. Allison, take it away.
Hi. Just wait until Janet gets it up on the screen. Okay, well, we had some good news in terms of statistics. Our circulation was 13,412 items, which was only down 52.5% from last year. As you may remember, the last few months, we've been down 75% from previous year. So we went up 25% in March, which was a good sign, much busier than we have been. So that's great. We had 426 uses of the wireless network outside the library. We held 46 children's, teen, and adult virtual programs with a total of 2,674 views. And we helped 2,286 people with sidewalk service. We gave away 2,674 books through the Grab and Go paperback program in March. And the newbies, which you'll remember, were the new books that we were putting together by genre. We checked out 555 of those, and we do that just on Fridays and Saturdays. So we were pretty pleased with that number. We handed out 179 craft kits in March. The Isla Vista grant. Many items have been ordered for the grant project. We're investigating the state contract program for help in purchasing the vehicle. We had found a vehicle not too far away by the time we got back up here and expressed interest in purchasing it. Someone had driven all the way from San Francisco down there to buy it because nobody has stock. I've checked every dealership from Bakersfield down to Long Beach, and there's not a single Sprinter van to be found. So I'm working with a dealer in Valencia who's promised me he is going to get us a van. So we've got our fingers crossed. We've requested a further 12-month grant expenditure extension through 6/30/23. And we met with Supervisor Hartman to give her an update on what was happening. We've started ordering books. We had to wait until Black Gold made some changes for us in the Polaris system to basically create the book van as a branch so that we could start ordering and attaching things to that branch. So lots of activity there. The Black Gold Cooperative, the Administrative Council, that's the seven directors for the seven jurisdictions that make up Black Gold. We voted to migrate to the COHA automated library system starting sometime this summer. Much time in March was spent with Jenna and I working on draft budgets for fiscal year 21-22 and 22-23. For Goleta Valley Library, Solvang Library, and Buellton. And after the City Council approves them, then I will present our budget to you. We don't get any money from the county to make up any deficits, but Solvang and Buellton do. So we're hoping that the county will make up the deficits in their budgets. They're fairly significant.
I hope you'll check out the website. We have some really great programs scheduled this month. We have three super speakers, all speaking about in conjunction with the theme of They Called Us Enemy. We have a Japanese American woman whose family was incarcerated in one of these American Japanese internment camps. We have a woman of German descent whose family was incarcerated at Tuna Canyon Camp. And then the illustrator of the graphic novel, Harmony Becker, will be doing a presentation for us. So we've got three super speakers. We're really excited about it. It will be virtual, unfortunately, but it is what it is. We're excited though. We had about 85 copies to hand out for free at Goleta, and they're all gone. So there's been heavy interest in the book. Our great friends at Las Alitas, which is a cohort of the Women's Assistance League, gave us their annual donation of $5,000 for the purchase of large print books. They run our homebound patrons program. They visit people that can't get out but want library materials. Of course, they have not been running the program this past year, but they're looking forward to getting back to visiting their folks. And they very kindly give us $5,000 every year towards that collection because that's the format that their patrons find easiest to read. And I've started a program, Allison's Topics of the Day. I posted on Facebook and on our YouTube channel, and I'm trying to do every day, pick an adult, children's, or teen title that I think might get lost on the shelf if it's not given some extra publicity. We have a lot of single titles that, you know, when people can't get in the library to browse, they might just end up getting lost on the shelf. So I'm focusing on those. I'm focusing on multicultural titles as well as debut author titles. And so I'm reading as much as I can each night. And boy, I found some really great books. So it's a lot of fun for me. And we're getting pretty good views on them. So I'll keep going as long as people keep watching. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Allison? Thanks, Allison. Do you want to move on to the Aspen Overlay presentation?
We have a question from Meredith, your hand.
Oh, well, I was going to ask a question, but I don't know if you're going to get to this in the future, but I'm just wondering, you know, there's been a lot of progress with vaccinations for COVID and things opening up. Are you going to talk to us at some point about what kind of the state or other organizations are advising you in terms of library openings?
I have a meeting with the staff tomorrow to discuss that, and then with the city manager the following day, and see when we can reopen. So I'm hoping, you know, maybe mid-March, late March, I'm not really sure, but we still have to get Buellton's safety screens up. It will be for like 15-minute intervals that people will be able to come in. That's what the other libraries in Black Gold are doing. So yes, we're working on that, and I'll be reporting to you on that at the next meeting.
Abe?
I just had an observation about the van. This is a bit in the weeds, but perhaps it's useful. So there's a chip shortage for automobiles, and it's worldwide. A lot of chips are made in Taiwan. The factories are overburdened. There was a big factory fire in Japan. And these cars use a lot of chips. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that our vehicle sounds like a specialty vehicle, which probably needs more chips. Right now, cars are being built and parked because they can't finish things like the seats and stuff like that. So there's a reason, I think, why these things are going fast.
Yeah, we've heard that Amazon and FedEx are picking up as many of these vans as they can for delivery purposes. Mm-hmm. And also, apparently, there's a whole thing called van culture, where people are turning these into traveling vans. They're changing the interior so that they can, you know, take it as, instead of an RV, they can use it for travel. So, yes, there's a whole lot of reasons for it, I think. Okay, so Aspen Discovery, before we watch the film, I just wanted to remind you what it is. It is the product that Black Gold decided to go with first, and it's an overlay on top of our card catalog. So it's going to be over on top of our Polaris catalog. After we finish this, then we'll move away from the Polaris catalog and go to Koha's catalog, which, or Koha's automated system, which will be cheaper. So I wanted to show you, it's 12 minutes. I'm sorry it's long, but it will give you a really good glance at what this actually is, because it's just so hard to explain. So bear with me. It's a video that Aspen produced that explains sort of the basics of the Aspen Discovery layer.
Hello, my name is Jessie, and today I'm going to give you an introduction of Aspen Discovery. Aspen is a fully featured discovery system that integrates your e-content and other third-party providers, giving your patrons comprehensive access to all your materials in one place. So let's take a tour. Aspen can be customized to match your look and feel of your library, incorporate your logo, and other things that tie in your library's look. You can highlight certain lists or New York Times bestseller lists on your front page. There's a New York Times bestseller API that brings the lists automatically into your library system. So now when your user clicks on one of those lists, they'll be able to see the titles that are available in your system. From the homepage, your user can also see a list that your library decides to highlight. In our case, you can see titles for new fiction and others just by scrolling down the page. Your user has the option of looking at either covers or in a grid. Now let's talk a little bit about search in Aspen Discovery. When your user does a search, it will bring back the most relevant results in the system. You'll notice here that it also provides a list of titles that match in the system, so they can select from that list as well. When the results come back, you'll have your facets over here on the left-hand side. When you're setting up your facets, you have between 30 and 40 facets that your users can choose from. If I'm looking for e-content, you'll notice that I can just select that, it will expand, and then allow me, of course, to drill down by Overdrive or Cloud Library. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see that the user also has the option to look at visuals, so they could hit that ebook, and then it will bring back options for just ebooks in the system. Of course, they can search the entire collection, what's available now, and then also what's available online. As I scroll through, you'll be able to see the options for those particular titles. So now I can see if it's available online for a different provider, either Cloud Library, Overdrive, Hoopla, recorded books, or other formats. As I scroll through, again, we can see additional information about those titles. Your user will be presented with options to look at more information, which will take them into a detailed view of the record. Here you'll be able to see things like ratings. additional information like language, accelerated reader, and formats. As I scroll down, the user will be able to see the description of that particular title, more like this, which is the recommendations from Aspen Discovery for similar titles. And then, of course, down below, they'll be able to see things like the subjects, more details, similar titles from Novelist. So if your library is a Novelist Select subscriber, you'll be able to see the integration, along with other authors from Novelist. You can tie in reviews from Goodreads, and then, of course, a staff view below, which would give you MARC information. Now, as I scroll up, let's do another search. Now let's maybe look for some series information. So if I was looking for the Outlier trilogy, this will bring back a list of results that match my search. Here you'll be able to see a quick look at each one of those records. And if I know I'm looking for the Outliers trilogy, I can click on that series information. That will then take me back where I can see those three matches for the titles in that series. And of course, if I click on one of those titles again, it will take me in where I can see items also in this series. Let's talk about spelling. You know, how often some of our users will come in, they'll do a search in the system, whether they're looking for a title and they type too fast, or they're just not sure of how something is spelled in the system. Aspen will fix the spelling error for them and bring back a list of results. So here you can see I spelled Chronicles with an A rather with a E. Aspen fixes it for me and shows the results for Chronicles of Narnia. You'll notice right below, though, it does give them that option of what they did search for with the incorrect spelling. Now as I scroll through, I can see those options for the particular title that I'm looking for. Now let's log into the system. When the user is prompted to log in, this allows them to enter in either their barcode or username, followed with their password or PIN. Once they are logged into the system, it will take them into their account information where they can see titles that they have physically checked out, any if they had them checked out with RB Digital or Cloud Library as well. So when I click on those checked out titles, I'll be able to see the items that I have checked out in the library, the due date, and any additional information. You've been seeing these stars around both the title and again here in our items that are checked out. This allows the user to rate the particular item that they've read. Once it's rated in the system, Aspen will start providing recommendations based on reviews and ratings in the system. The user has the choice to look at reading history. Of course, this is all dependent on what is set up in your system, if you anonymize or you allow the user to choose. They can, of course, stop recording the reading history if they have that option. Then that will show them no reading history. And if it is turned on, then of course they can choose to record their reading history, which will give them just a look at what they've checked out in the system. Under their fines and messages, they'll be able to see anything that they owe. Right now I owe a total of 25 cents. You have the ability to integrate PayPal, PayPal credit, and the use of debit or credit card. So the user can click right away and go into that particular payment option and make a payment to the library. Materials requests. This ties into purchase suggestions that your user has made in the system. If you allow purchase suggestions, the user can see when the item was suggested and when it's available. They can also submit a new material request by clicking on the link, and that will give them a form that allows them to fill it out. I'm going to jump back to my account and look at some of the other options that we have. Here, you'll also see titles that you've rated. So if you do use the rating system, you can see those items here that have been rated and what you've rated them. Then you now have something called Recommended for You. This will take the ratings that I have made in the system and give me recommendations based on those. So now your users have something new to check out. And of course, then the last things we have here are account settings. And these, of course, are set up so your user can come in and see their preferences, things where they may want to pick up holds in the system, contact information, such as their emails and phone numbers, their messaging settings, what messages they will receive in the system, how would they like to receive them, SMS, email, and then linked accounts. This is an option that your library can choose to turn on or off, but this allows you to link to an account. So perhaps it's your partner or a guardian or your child. And this will appear and you'll be able to view checkouts and holds in the main account. Now, one thing we can go into a little detail about is holds. When your user places a hold in the system, they'll be able to come in and view all of the holds, whether they're ready for pickup or anything that is pending in the system. So here you can see it will show them right away the position that they're in, and then if there's any above one, so I can see there's one other person ahead of me on this one, they'll be able to see that information in the system. They'll also be able to see it and have a breakdown for physical material. If they have any holds on their RB Digital or Cloud Library, they'll be able to see that information as well. They can cancel holds or freeze holds, or suspend as we might call them, at any time. So, for example, if I no longer want that Runner's World, I can hit that cancel, and then that will successfully cancel the hold in the system. I can also freeze it, and then you can select a date when you want that frozen hold to be thawed. Okay, and you have a pop-up. Now let's do a search for e-content in the system. So let's do a search for baseball. That will bring back results in the system, and I'm going to select e-content over here on the left-hand side. Let's just check out what we have available via Cloud Library. So now as I scroll through, again, I can come over here, click Checkout via Cloud Library. It will let me know that our title has been successfully checked out. I can click on View My Checkouts, and now I'll be able to see that information. So here you'll see I have a few other items that are checked out via Cloud Library. I can see that information. I can also see my RB Digital checkouts. This will give me a breakdown of that information as well. So depending on what your library has access to, you'll be able to see that information in the system. Okay, I'm going to come back to the beginning again, and now let's talk a little bit about some of the options you have with integration for either Open Archives, lists, or your website. So let's say you have meeting room options available on your website. This allows your staff to connect that option into Aspen Discovery. So when the user is scrolling through, they'll be able to see an option that shows up and says Explore More. So for example, I can come down and see which meeting rooms and spaces are available. Once the user clicks on this, this will take them out to another screen where they can come in and reserve a room in the system. You also have options to add in what we refer to as placards. Placards allow you to highlight certain things in your system. Let's talk about Freegle, for example. So if I come in and I do a search for music, just to see what my library has available, this will bring back a list of results. So you can see as I scroll through, I can see some options there. But it will also give me a pop-up letting me know, hi, am I looking for music? Don't forget, you can check out Freegle. And this will take me right into my Freegle account so I can highlight certain products that I subscribe to so my patrons know that we have access to them. Sometimes it's hard to find those information because it's tied in on the website somewhere and your user doesn't know exactly what they have access to. So this is a great way to highlight some of that information. My name is Jessie, and this is a production of Bywater Solutions. If you have any questions or are looking for more information, please visit Bywater Solutions.
Okay, sorry that was so lengthy, but I wanted to give you just an idea of what it would look like. Our goals are that it will maximize patron usage of all libraries, because I don't know if you noticed when she did the search for Gone Girl, it showed not just the physical copy, but all the e-copies. And she could just, if she wanted the e-copy, she could just click on it and it checked it out to her, rather than her having to click on it and then go into Overdrive, put in her information, find it on Overdrive, and then check it out. So it's really easy for the patrons. Say we happen to be having a book discussion that month on that book, that would show up as well on the search. Or if that was in one of our bibliographies, the bibliography would show up. So then the person might say, oh, I really liked, you know, Gone Girl. Maybe I should try some of these other titles. So it's really going to maximize the ability to find things in the library. And we can go to the next screen, please. It completes integration with the underlying ILS and e-content providers. They work with everyone that we have contracts with. Makes it much easier for patrons to use. And each jurisdiction can make their catalog look however they want. So we can look completely different than Santa Barbara's catalog, say. We get to build it ourselves and do what we think our patrons would find the easiest, most explanatory, best results. So the personal ability to gear it toward our patrons is what makes this so attractive to everyone.
You might get to Next. This, Allison, but I have a question if you have a moment. I'm wondering language accessibility and, you know, what that interface is going to be.
You can select from multiple languages. It has a very long language list, whereas there weren't that many languages through Polaris. So that's another benefit.
Thank you.
So when searching the catalog, patrons will gain access to all of our materials in that one space. The physical materials, e-materials, websites that we've created, staff picks, and database contents. If you search for a title or a word, results will show everything in the catalog, and you can check out the e-copies right there without having to go to Overdrive or Hoopla or any of our other e-sites. She showed how you can check your account and see physical items checked out, see the e-items you have checked out, see your holds, both physical and e, pay your fees. Of course, we won't have fines, but if people have lost books or damaged books, the fees will be there. And the main page, we can show covers of new titles by genre or age group. The possibilities are endless. They give you so much choice. I think that's going to be our biggest problem, is narrowing down. But once we learn how to build it, then we can change it whenever we want to. We can highlight the staff picks by bibliographies that we have for all ages. We can feature upcoming virtual and in-library programs, which we won't be doing for a while, the in-library ones. Information from paid databases and websites can be featured. We get a lot of requests for accelerated reading levels for books, because some of the schools here have the kids work with the accelerated reading list. Before, it was very difficult for us to find. Polaris did not include that in the bibliographic record, but Aspen does. So it'll be much easier for those families to find the appropriate level materials. And it also will, if you ask it to, only show you the available physical and e-materials. So you're not wasting time looking through things that are all checked out. You're seeing what's at the library right now, which can be very convenient for people that are in a hurry. Now, she mentioned you can turn on my reading history to keep track of both physical and e-materials that you checked out in your history of being on this system. You can clear the list at any time. You have to turn this on for yourself, because when you do this, it means that your reading history is discoverable by the police. If they come in with a search warrant, they can ask to see what you have checked out. So this is why we never turn it on for anyone. We make it your choice to have that on, and we do tell people what that decision means. We also, she mentioned the linked accounts between a parent and child or partners. We will not have that available, because that breaks the California confidentiality rules and the federal confidentiality rules that libraries have to abide by. If a child is in a difficult situation at home and comes in to check out a book about it, we don't want them getting into an even more difficult situation because the parent found out through a link in library card numbers what the child had checked out. Or if in a couple, someone's investigating divorce and the other spouse doesn't know about it, we don't want to be the ones that spill the beans. So we will not be turning on the linked accounts. So the Black Gold Cooperative System started weekly trainings last week, and we've got a team of four, including myself at Goleta, who are going to be attending the trainings. And then we will be having weekly meetings that include the two, the Buellton and Solvang branch supervisors as well. We can design it to look however we want. The goal is to have a soft launch date of July 1st and a hard launch of mid-July. At our first meeting, they even showed us things that we can change start setting right now. So I think it's gonna move pretty quickly. After each jurisdiction's gone live with its web pages, Black Gold will begin migrating to the COHA integrated library system, replacing Polaris. This will take some time. They haven't really figured out a date yet, but have been throwing possibly October around. It's worth it in the long term. It should give us more control, and it should definitely cost much less than Polaris. Polaris is a very good system, but they are not interested in the company. It was bought out by a very much larger company. They're not interested in really upgrading it at all. Getting changes made is very difficult. So we feel pretty secure that moving to COHA will allow us to give a much better experience for our patrons. So that's my presentation. I can answer any questions on it if you have any.
I was curious about the linking, but thanks for explaining that.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to this item, please use the raise your hand icon and unmute yourself at this time. There's no public comment.
All right. Thank you, Allison, for that presentation. Does anyone have any items they want to add to future agendas? I think probably reopening plans will be something that would be appropriate for a future agenda item, perhaps the next one.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, then this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet.